You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Demonstrations outside the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're out protesting a decision it appears the justices are ready to make to undo the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. A draft opinion was leaked to Politico suggesting the court will rule in favor of a Mississippi law allowing states to restrict abortion.
In effect, it says there's no constitutional right to abortion. However, decisions are not final until announced by the court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a joint statement saying if the report is accurate, quote, every Republican senator who supported Senator Mitch McConnell and voted for Trump justices, pretending this day would never come, will now have to explain themselves to the American people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Some Democrats want Congress to pass a law to make abortion legal nationwide. Many Republicans are upset by the rare leak in the court, Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox.
I have to tell you, it sounds real to me, and I think this is plainly an attempt by the left to try and change the outcome in this case and corrupt the process. And the court must not allow that to happen.
It's primary day in Indiana and in Ohio, where it's a close Republican Senate race.
Trump's endorsement convinced me that J.D. Vance is the guy for the job. I am whoever Trump supports in any position.
But that man's friend is supporting the Senator Ted Cruz-backed candidate.
Josh Mandel, Marine, family man, honest, I like the guy.
There are several other candidates as well, the winner expected to face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Aid workers in Ukraine have hot meals ready for civilians who escaped that steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. Opal and toys for the kids. Those who've left say
there is no money. It's very scary there. There is nothing left in Mariupol. No work. Nothing.
Some of those who left Mariupol were taken to Russian-controlled territory. Russia says it's taken a million people out of Ukraine since the invasion started to Russia. Ukraine's president says many were taken away against their will. America's listening to Fox News.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. Again, text SHELTER to 989898.
Nova Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're making something new with your business. To support you, Nova built a new kind of business checking. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Nova was customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow. Sign up for your free business checking account right now. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts at novo.co/today. NOVO.co/today.
The White House is defending a new attempt to combat disinformation, which Republicans are critical of as a threat to free speech, saying the person in charge, Nina Jankowicz, in the past herself spread misinformation. They claim she backed the now discredited dossier that led to the Trump-Russia probe and discounted the Hunter Biden laptop story amid an ongoing federal investigation into the president's son.
The Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical way, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters.
Continuing work that was done by CISA back to 2020. So what this would do is continue that work, and it would help coordinate internal activities from the department related to disinformation that poses a threat to the homeland.
Psaki says disinformation could come from drug cartels targeting migrants or domestic extremist groups.
The mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the board will not infringe on free speech or civil liberties. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's an arrest warrant out for a corrections officer in Alabama who went missing with a murder suspect, Casey White, on Friday.
The assistant director of corrections in Florence is a woman named Vicky White. Same last name as the inmate, but no relation. The day before Officer Vicky White was set to retire, she tells the jail guard she's taking Casey White to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation. The rule is he cannot go anywhere without at least two deputies. She took him alone, and they never made it to the courthouse. Instead, surveillance video shows them drive to a local shopping center where they ditch the patrol car and disappear. And the sheriff believes Officer Vicky White left left with the inmate willingly.
Fox's Trace Gallagher on Wall Street. Stock futures up before today's trading. In the NBA playoffs, Miami and Phoenix won second-round series openers. In hockey, Carolina, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Toronto won first-round opening playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. This week, Champaign County Crime Stoppers seeking assistance from the public regarding an attempted robbery. It happened April 20th. Officers dispatched to the Bee Spirits gas station on West Main Street. When they arrived, they learned a man had gone behind the counter, demanding the clerk open the cash register. The offender left the store when the clerk refused to do so. Name of a man killed in a car crash last week in Champaign County being revealed. Authorities say Sean Cole was a passenger in a car that was traveling on Illinois Route 130 near County Road 700 North Friday when it collided with another vehicle. Cole pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. Hundreds of people showed up to an event called UIUC Hoops for Ukraine, hosted by Alani Shabbat and the Ukrainian Student Association Sunday. The funds they raise will be sent to Ukrainian orphans in Berlin, Germany. There are 550 children and mothers there, and the money will help support them. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, into our 8 o'clock hour we go. Meteorologist Greg Solier, I told you last hour the Italian weather worked out good. We had very similar weather we had when we got there, 48 to 54 with some rain, and, you know, the same, felt the same as Champaign County. And I got home, I said, you know, I don't think anything is broke here. We didn't get the 70s or 80s or nothing like that. Are we going to see an 80 in May?
We will. We actually, the weekend you left had readings up and around 80 degrees if I remember right, and some severe weather, and we had some last weekend as well. So the past couple of weekends, we've had a little feel of spring for about a day or so, and the end result, big crashing and booming going on with severe weather, and we're probably going to head back into that next week. So there are warmer days ahead, but a complete, thoroughly dry weather pattern if you're trying to get the landscape business ramped up back. Backyard work going, and even field work. We've had some pockets of field work, some spring and corn planting going on over parts of the Corn Belt, but not on a widespread basis. We are well behind schedule compared to last year, and perhaps even behind schedule on the five-year averages. But out the door this morning, the steady, moderate to heavy rain that came through in the pre-dawn hours off to the east, 55 now. We're living in Savoy. A few sprinkles running from Bloomington Normal down through the Decatur area. More substantial rains over the northern end of the state, eastern Iowa. Those will be auguring on southwards. So the shower activity is still going to be on and off, probably winding down early this afternoon. In between, close to 70, and then temperatures fall back into the mid-50s during the afternoon hours. So kind of an up and down. South winds turn to the west. We'll bottom out in the 40s tonight. Lots of clouds tomorrow and lots of clouds Thursday. And temperatures stuck about 64, 65 tomorrow, 67 on Thursday. There's more rain ahead Thursday and Friday as well at a high about 65. But the rain's gone for the weekend. We start that warm-up with a high temperature up near 68 Saturday, 73 on Sunday, and we'll head towards probably 80, close to it on Monday. Should make some lower 80s next Tuesday and Wednesday, but fraught with, again, on and off scattered showers and thunderstorms. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Every month we celebrate law enforcement. I'm very honored to have Sergeant John Lieb, an 18-year veteran of the Champaign Police Department, direct supervisor, leading the Interdepartmental Street Crimes Task Force. I thought you were going to be a farmer, John.
That was the plan.
You went to school, learn agriculture, and then you're going to drive a tractor, and then all of a sudden you're wearing a gun.
That's correct.
What happened?
I met Lieutenant Scott Swan from the Champaign Police Department. We were coaching baseball together, and he asked if I ever had interest of being in law enforcement. Told him I thought about it going to college, but I thought I'm a farm kid. What do I know about that? So I was a general agriculture major instead.
Wow. Okay. So then you said, you had to tell your mom and dad, or so you had to tell your family that I'm going to do this. And they probably said, what?
Yeah. So it starts with having a conversation with my wife, and she's all supportive. And then my parents, I think, were a little more apprehensive, clearly, a little concerned. But I told Scott, if I'm going to do this, I was 28 years old at that time. Have four kids at that time.
Oh my goodness.
And if I'm going to do this, now is the time to do it. And so I did.
Can you still drive the tractor?
All the time.
Wow.
My dad and I still farm a little bit to this day, so.
That's pretty cool, and you love that.
I do.
Yeah. And you know how to plant the corn, the beans, bring it home, huh?
That's right.
And you know when to sell it? Because I have no idea how that works.
Well, I could be better at that, that's for sure.
I mean, I think it's a crapshoot. How to know when to sell your crop, right?
It is.
Where are you from?
Monticello, Illinois.
Okay.
You sage?
I'm a sage.
Okay. Excellent. And there was a Unity Rocket, John Lee, but he doesn't have an H in his name. So.
That's correct.
He was in my class.
Yep, that was
but
my cousin.
The Leaves are great family, so thanks for what you're doing. Have there been any moments where you questioned your decision to be in this career?
No, not
okay.
once.
Okay.
Been pretty rocky since 2015, 16, it got pretty ugly.
Sure. So I started in 2004, and it's been... The city has been getting a little more violent, especially as of late, and I'm hoping we can get this turned around again. I mean, that's the goal.
Is the problem we can't get information, and when the state's attorney says I can't prosecute because I don't have evidence or information, can I not say get information, get evidence? Can I make that demand of a person in office, or is it just impossible?
It's challenging. So we do the best that we can. Clearly, we have to get information from the public witnesses, people who saw things, but we also had to be very diligent. You know, we're fortunate video is very prevalent, and it's getting more prevalent around town, so we had to be very vigilant about, you know, documenting the video and where it was at and finding it.
So when you go to a scene of a shooting, if nobody tells you anything, what do you go on?
The evidence itself, and then the video is very important.
If you have video.
That's correct.
Otherwise... You just and people are afraid. They want to tell you, but snitches get stitches? Is that the
is a very common term, yes.
And because they'll even if you didn't do it, they might think you did because you were around, kind of a thing. And so it's a scary thing for them.
Sure, yeah. and it's legitimate.
Yeah. So what would you want people to know about Sergeant John Lieb, Champaign decorated? And here's what a good leader does. He said, I have a great team. I have a great guy. Mm-hmm. Good coach always credits his guys. That's what you're doing.
Well, and the Street Crimes Task Force, we have great men on that unit, and they do very diligent work. They make me look pretty good, and it's not my work. It's theirs.
How do you tackle a day? What's a typical day in the street?
So normally Tuesday mornings is our starting morning. So 9 o'clock, the guys will be showing up, and we'll kind of plan out our week, what we're going to try and get accomplished this week. And we'll put that plan out there, and we have a board that we put it on, and tomorrow that could all change because we get information about something else or a shooting occurs and we need to go do work or canvas on that. So we try to plan our week, but it's fluid the entire week. We can change immediately.
Are you surprised by how many shootings in Champaign-Urbana?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so.
And why is that happening, do you think?
If I could answer that, I'd be a millionaire.
Hmm.
Thoughts on the license plate readers that are coming down the pipe?
Big tool for us, I think. That will be another tool, like I talked about video to begin with. Mm-hmm. This would be another tool that we can use to hopefully track a suspect or at least get a vehicle description, something.
So how does it work? I mean, is it on a street pole and it flashes and gets my plate and then runs it? Or how does that work?
So my understanding of the technology is that camera's there all the time. It does, it basically tracks... I don't know how the software exactly works, but it does. It basically videos the vehicle itself and the license plate.
Okay. Recently, there was a story in the News Gazette about hiring a security team to kind of patrol downtown Champaign. And I said, why don't we hire our own guys for that? And you said, we don't have enough guys.
Yeah, our staffing is pretty short right now. We have hired a lot of people.
Isn't that good news? Do you feel the arrow moving back up a little bit?
I do. We are... there's always retirements and there's always people that leave unexpectedly, but we're getting out in front of that curve and working very hard to get out in front of that curve. So we're getting more people in than we're losing, and we're doing that right now. So that's a good thing.
And the best part about what you do, John, is what?
It's different every day. Every day I come to work, it's a new challenge.
Mm-hmm. But you don't get too frustrated to say, what the heck am I doing here?
No. I talk all the time about we have to keep our side of the street clean. This is our job. We do it to the best of our ability, and that's what we can do.
Would people be surprised at how much effort, integrity, intent that you have of good?
Oh, that's all it is. I've been accused in the past of, defense attorneys or other people in the community will accuse you of things. That is not my motivation. Mm-hmm. My motivation is do the right thing for the right reason.
But how hard is it to hear those things and to know they're not true? But to have to kind of stiff lip it.
That keeping my side of the street clean.
How about your wife and kids and their opinion of all this?
So I think it's harder on the families. You know, someone attacks me verbally or anything else, I can handle that. It affects the people around you. Yeah. It's like anything else. I mean, you can look at a professional athlete that puts themselves in a situation and they can deal with it. You know, they have some adversity, but their family takes it personal because they're attacking that person's family. So yeah. I think it's very similar to that. So it doesn't bother me. I'm fortunate that way. I'm built differently than some, but yeah. I know it's hard on others.
Yep. Well, you're protecting, defending, you're helping. You're out there every day. And we really, really appreciate you, John. Thank you for all you've done and your leadership and the fact that you've been doing this work 18 years. And I think if I have my information, you just signed on for 22 more years. Is that what I understand?
Yes.
So I've signed on for at least 2 more years. you know, my goal from the get-go was to retire after 20 years because I'd be able to. I'm reconsidering that. I'm considering staying longer. So,
well, we need good men and women, and that's you're one of the good ones. We really appreciate your efforts and all that you do to keep us safe, John.
Thank you very much.
Sergeant John Lieb, Champaign Police Department Sergeant and head of the Street Task Force, doing our work every darn day to keep us safe. We really, really appreciate him. Thank you for coming in on ESPN 93.5. Jump to our morning sports. Diane Ducey has that.
All right. St. Louis Cardinals win over Kansas City 1-0 yesterday. It's a 7-10 start here on ESPN 93.5 tonight. And we've got Dakota Hudson on the mound for the Cardinals versus the Royals, Brad Keller.
I think we should hear our home run guy.
Okay.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. It was pitching, and after that, more pitching. A Goldschmidt first inning home run was able to stand up. Goldschmidt in the hole on 2. Ball swings, and it's a high fly ball deep to left field. It's a gunner! A one-out home run in the first inning for Goldie. And the Cardinals shut out the Royals yesterday 1-0.
And the pitching began with Steven Matz on the Cardinals' side. He goes to 3-1 with the victory. He did not give up a walk or a run in his outing. The bullpen finished up behind him. They were terrific. Zach Greinke was also very good on the other side. He did give up a home run to Paul Goldschmidt in that first inning. Ends up being the whole game offensively.
Andrew Kisner hit the ball hard twice. So he didn't have a hit in the ball game, going 0-for-3. But he had a home run taken away from him over the center field wall by Michael A. Taylor.
I don't remember seeing a better play by a center fielder. I've seen a lot of great plays defensively, but he climbed the wall, took a home run away from Kisner. Could have been a game changer, but the Cardinals bullpen continued to put up zeros.
The Cardinals finished the homestand 4-4 and will play at Kansas City tonight. Dakota Hudson 2-1 against right-hander Brad Keller 0-2. We're on the air at 6:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 7.
Chicago White Sox coming off a win 3-0 over the LA Angels. Now they've got the crosstown rivalry, Chicago Cubs, who will host at Wrigley with Drew Smyly on the mound. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. On to the NBA. Miami over Philadelphia. The 76ers are without Joel Embiid with that orbital fracture and concussion. He'll be out Wednesday, too. 106-92 was the final. Dallas over Phoenix, 121-114. So the Mavericks and the Heat are up 1-0. Milwaukee leads 1-0 as they take on Boston tonight at 6. Golden State is at Memphis. Warriors up 1-0. 8:30 contest for that. Blues over Minnesota. And the Blues are up 1-0. The final yesterday was 4-0. I'm Diane Ducey, and that's sports here on ESPN 93.5. Right,
thank you. Don't forget our bus trip May 12th. If you would like to join us May 12th, we're doing all suite bus, one bus. We haven't done this in a couple of years. We'd love to have you. Mask will not be required on the bus. It's going to be optional. So if you'd like to join us, they're $195. Just text in bus trip if you're interested to 217-359-2255 for May 12th, leaving at 8 in the morning from First Christian Church in Champaign. Hopefully home by about 7.
Yeah.
Okay. 57 degrees currently at 819.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana and vicinity. The parade of weather systems continues on with not much opportunity to gain full access to the backyard or the back 40 for any great length of time. About every 48 hours, the system will move on by, and that's pretty much the story through late next week, if not beyond. At least into next week, some milder days are ahead. For a time up near 70 today, although temperatures will slide back into the 50s this afternoon. Some out-and-off shower activity, a rumble of thunder, south winds to the third of the west. Cooler air invades tonight. Clouds stick around 40. 45. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun and a high of about 64 and a north-northeasterly wind. We've got some shower activity, a couple of thunderstorms back in by Thursday afternoon as well with up to 67. More rain ahead on Friday at 65, but the rain moves out by Saturday morning in sprinkle fashion. And better weather ahead for the weekend. 68 on Saturday, 73 on Sunday, cruising close to the 80-degree mark, and new scattered showers and thunderstorms due in the first half of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Interest rates on Treasuries topped 3% this morning, rising ahead of the Fed's meeting today and tomorrow. The Fed is expected to raise interest rates by half a percentage point. Pfizer reported an upbeat quarter, though Wall Street was expecting more from its forecast for the business, and Pfizer shares have been losing ground. Chemical giant DuPont says lockdowns in China will impact its production. DuPont shares are lower. Shares of beauty giant Estee Lauder are also losing ground after it lowered its expectations for the year. But BP shares are higher. The oil producer took a hit of $25.5 billion because it ended its Russia business, though after taking out the loss, it still made an underlying profit of more than $6 billion in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Cardinal Bus Trip. Join us May 12th for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Baltimore Orioles in Busch Stadium in St. Louis. We'll leave for the game at 8 a.m. from First Christian Church in Champaign. That's off Staley and Curtis. You can park your cars there for the day. We'll travel in our beautiful motor coach. We'll arrive in St. Louis at 10:45. Get ready for Cardinal baseball at 12:15. And then we'll leave 30 minutes after the game. The cost is only $195 per ticket. That includes bus and entry into our suite. Yes, all ticket holders will be in the National Car Rental Suite and enjoy all the food and beverages included in the cost of your ticket. It's the Cardinal Bus Trip, May 12th to St. Louis. If you're interested, simply text in bus trip to 217-359-2255 and we'll reach out to you. That's 217-359-2255. Text in bus trip now. It's the St. Louis Cardinal Bus Trip from Stevie J Broadcasting. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Merle Norman has a special skincare treat waiting just for you. Shop now and receive a four-piece set, perfect for reviving all skin types. Your gift with purchase includes a trial-size energizing concentrate, Skintelligent cleanser, toner, and moisturizer. Don't miss out on these hydration heroes. Available now while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road. Your gift is free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetic products. Cosmetics accessories not included. Offer available now while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios. Limit one per customer.
Would you need to sell your home? No one makes it easier than my buddy Nate Evans at EXP Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
ESPN 93.5, 824. Appreciate John Lieb, Sergeant Lieb from Champaign Police, coming in being our law enforcement official of the month. We love doing that every month, spotlighting. And we're going to have a new entry. We got Douglas County to celebrate. We heard from their fine sheriff in Douglas County. So we're going to honor a Douglas County sheriff's deputy, I believe, coming up in June. So looking forward to that as well. All right, 8:24, we got Cardinal baseball. That's up tonight. We got the boys on the drive from 4 to 6 before that. Cardinals win yesterday with that 1-0 win because of Goldschmidt's home run. And now they are right there in the Central, a game and a half behind Milwaukee, I believe, is the standing sit this morning.
Right.
All right, 8:25 again. Glad to be home.
We flew yesterday from Italy, left at about 10 before 1. We're home in Chicago at 3:30. No, it wasn't supersonic. It was the time change. We left on, I told you the whole story about being kind of stuck at O'Hare and couldn't get out of O'Hare. We were lined up to board 5 different times at 4 different gates. And finally, we found that it was canceled. And there were some really unhappy people. I mean, it was close. I was at the front with Larry Canfor. We were trying to get our group to get reassigned seats for the next day, just so we made sure we could leave the next day. And I told the American Airlines people, who I thought did a terrific job, considering the amount of stress that was at that counter, I said, you might want to call security because I think this is close to getting bad.
Uh-oh.
One guy finally said, I can't wait, I can't wait, I got it, I can't wait, I can't wait, would not stop. I mean, it was to the point of where you're going to get arrested. And so one of the really, I think, fine agents, she was actually a part-timer. Her husband and her own a breakfast place in Lombard, the Egg House.
Okay.
Saina Saliku said, I will help you, I will help you. And she really diffused the situation. Mir Hajmi, whose nephew attends the University of Illinois, he was one of the really standouts. And Johnny Yoakum, they were all very calm. Their training must provide for them.
That's right.
There was a guy just yelling at me because we were hogging too much time with our 21 passengers that we had with passports. We met 4 others down there when we got to Rome. So it was very, very uncomfortable. So once we flew out, we left at 1:30, arrived Rome at 6 a.m. the next day because you lose 7 hours because of the time change. And then it's a 9 to 10 hour flight. But coming home, you benefit from that. And that's what happened yesterday. So it was daytime the whole time. We landed at 3:30, which is a full hour early, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And so we got home. I didn't sleep on the plane. Generally, I don't. But I went to bed early last night. I feel pretty good this morning.
Okay,
so
good. I wonder how the jet lag will be.
Well, I mean, it's going to make you a little tired, but I don't tend to focus on that. If I'm tired, I'll sleep. If I'm not, I won't.
That's right.
I don't worry about it. I think I did the right thing. Stayed up, went to bed early, had a good 7 hours, feel really good this morning. But it's definitely, when you travel, it does, if you come back, you say, oh boy, it was really good fun, but doesn't mean you're coming back rested. Because when you tour and you're out and around doing all the walking tours, but you do come back enriched from the people you traveled with, enriched by the sights and sounds that you've seen, enriched by the tradition of Rome, the incredible institutions and some of their Duomos, House of God, that they have all over Rome, all over Florence, all over Italy. And just to meet the people, and again, my impression of them was very, very high. Very friendly feel, very much the town square, the small towns we visited with all the brick and all the people talking. They're actually communicating, conversing. And we've been in such a lockdown over the last 2+ years that it just was refreshing to be with people. And this is our first trip for Stevie J Travel since the pandemic. So we left for a trip in 2019. So it'd been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Over 3 years, 2 years since we've done anything. So it was kind of a pioneer trip. Was it safe? Can we go? And all those things. And so it was just really good. As one of our people you might have heard in the interview from Atlanta said, it's just time to go.
Yeah.
It's just time to go. She was a banker. But she just thought, and I think there's an explosion of desire of people saying, I just want to go somewhere. And so hopefully the travel industry picked up. You can imagine what it was like for Italy. I mean, how bad it was, all the deaths that they incurred, a whole lot of their elder statesmen died. And then, of course, the tourism industry is everything. If you don't have, we were at the Trevi Fountain, famous fountain where you throw coins in.
Yes.
And we were there, and it was wall-to-wall people. It was like shoulder-to-shoulder trying to get through to the fountain. It was so crowded. And so it's back, and this wasn't even the high season. So over the next few months, I would suspect, and this is great for them because they want to do tourism.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of their money. So good. And you might have heard the interview yesterday for the restaurant owner that hosted Bill Clinton and Oliver Stone and Jane Fonda. And it's an itty bitty down the alley, turn left. I mean, that's why they went.
It's tucked away.
Nobody would see them, recognize them, know they're there, all of that.
And off the beaten path.
A lot of those. Larry and Elena Camford did a wonderful job, and they're wonderful people, and all the work that they put in to devise this off-the-beaten-path concept. They did Ireland that way, now they did Italy that way, and I think you're going to like the next off-the-beaten-path plan for 2023. And those that travel with us will always get the first notice, but there are 54 people that wanted to go on this trip. And we don't take that many.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a high-demand deal because of the attention we put into all of it and all the execution. And Bill Owen is our guy, Franklin travel owner for years, 50 years in the travel business.
Wow.
We're sitting under the awning at this amazing restaurant overlooking the square. And somebody said, I said, Bill. He says, I know a lot of people. And that's just big when you're trying to find a spot in, you know, in the middle of nowhere to have lunch and you find the perfect spot. It's just not that easy. And
so what's next up for Stevie J Travel?
Well, Oberon McGowan, The Passion of Jesus.
And that's in June?
It's in June with Mary Beth. She'll host that.
Awesome.
We still got a few spots for Oberon McGowan, Passion of Christ. They've been doing it every 10 years since 1640.
Wow.
And then off to Ireland and Iceland and off to the Danube and the Viking River and off to Arkansas. We've got a lot. StevieJTravel.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court is ending federal abortion rights, leaving it up to the states, according to a leaked majority opinion published by Politico. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
It was labeled as a first draft of the opinion of the court in a case that challenges Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks and is an extremely rare breach of the court's usually secretive deliberation process.
Politico reports the vote was 5-4. The decision is expected to be announced next month. Polls are open for primaries in Indiana and Ohio.
Ohio's Republican Senate primary will test the power of former President Trump's endorsement. He has backed author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance in a crowded Republican field. The winner of the Republican primary is likely to face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in a general election to replace Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman, who is not running for re-election.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Next Tuesday, primaries in Nebraska and West Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Three former Illinois football players celebrating after being drafted into the NFL over the weekend. Safety Kirby Joseph taken in the third by the Detroit Lions. Tackle Darian Lowe was selected by the Vikings in the sixth. And the Bears took offensive lineman Doug Kramer also in the sixth round. This week, Champaign County Crime Stoppers seeking assistance from the public regarding an attempted robbery. Happened April 20th. Officers dispatched to Bee Spirits gas station on West Main Street. When officers arrived on scene, they learned that a man had gone behind the counter demanding the clerk open the cash register. The offender left the store when the clerk refused to do so. Crews in Champaign have begun installation of automated license plate reader cameras for use by the Champaign Police Department. City Council approved the use of the cameras in December. 46 units going to be installed throughout the community starting this week to begin a 2-year trial period. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a parade of weather systems still appearing in the maps and charts here over the next 5 to 7 days. One moving through for the day today. Another one heading through the second half of the week. Gone by the weekend. Two more scheduled for next week. Not much in the way of any extended dry time in between. And so not much opportunity for the backyard and the back 40 work to resume. Although, next week at least some milder days to accompany the wet weather pattern. Some shower activity on and off for the day today. Still a rumble of thunder. Temperatures to about 70 midday and then falling as south winds turn to the west. It'll be a mostly cloudy, cooler night tonight, down to 45. More clouds and sun for the day tomorrow. Highs to about 64. And more rain back in by Thursday afternoon with a high to 67 degrees with showers and thunderstorms on Friday at 65. At least we moderate and warm up over the weekend. A sprinkle Saturday morning at 68. Sunday high at 73. Closing in on some 80 degree warmth accompanying the showers and thunderstorms scattered over the first half of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soul.
I always love talking about the Champaign County Humane Society.
Yeah, me too.
I mentioned Sarah Shepard. I mentioned all the dogs I saw in Italy. There were a lot of people with their babies. And
you're
also allowed in restaurants. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I want my dogs in restaurants. Come on.
I know.
Anyway, they were everywhere. The most memorable dog was the Bull Mastiff. who had long hair. I don't even know how to describe it.
A long-haired bull mastiff?
I mean,
that seems so rare.
Like a little pony.
It was. I thought it was a hair.
Much.
I really thought it was a baby calf with hair.
Right.
Like one of the long-haired calves.
Yeah. It was 180 pounds if it was anything.
Oh my gosh!
And of course, everybody, because they came on the square. And everybody were taking pictures, and it was a sweet little baby, and we were able to communicate a little bit. I said, how much does he drool? And I put kind of down your lips, and a little bit.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sarah, what do you got going on? Mutt Strut, what is that?
Yeah, Mutt Strut's back. We're going to be back in Urbana at Crystal Lake Park this Saturday afternoon from 4 until 7, and everyone is invited to come. You can register you and your dogs right now at cuhumane.org. You'll see a big banner right on front. Just click that. That'll take you right to the registration page. Please, everybody, keep your fingers crossed for good weather.
Right. It's over by the Aquatic Center off Broadway, correct?
Right. So previous years, when Mutt Strut had been held at Crystal Lake Park, we were in the main area by the pavilion, but we're shifting it over because of some construction projects that are going on.
Okay.
So we're going to be, so if you've ever been to Anita Purvis Nature Center or the Aquatic Center.
Uh-huh. Busey
that's
Woods
where,
over there.
Yep. Busey Woods. That's where you want to go and park, and you'll see us set up. We're going to have we're going to have Triptych out there.
Uh-huh.
They're one of our major sponsors. We're also going to have some food trucks. We're going to have Ice Daddies out of Mahomet, Dave's Dogs. How perfect is that? Dogs
Dave's
for dogs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And Smith Burger Company. Nice. Yeah, which they kind of bring their own sort of cult following. So.
Well, it's pretty cool that Triptych is donating a beer label to those who bring in a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, and right now, so if you go to our website, cuhumane.org, and click through to the event page, you'll see the leading fundraiser right now is a former Champaign County Humane Society alum named Zippy, who has a sweet gray face, and you should seriously go online and read Zippy's story because it is very sweet, and one of the items on her bucket list is to be the model on a can of beer.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. And so, and that's one of the hallmarks of Mutt Strut is that the top fundraiser gets all these wonderful prizes, but the top prize is being the star on a can of Triptych beer, which is awesome. Triptych is amazing.
Yeah.
They're also going to be serving out there if that's your thing, and they've got color-changing plastic cups that people will get to, you know, purchase and take home with them, which is great. And we're bringing back like contests for longest tail, longest ears, best trick. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Sounds great. I see Sarah Subaru of Champaign, Colorfill Air Filters is in on the fun, Loving Paws Pet Clinic, Meyer, and a couple of different radio stations involved too, of course.
Of course, yes.
It'll be great between 4 and 7 this Saturday. I wanted to go back a bit, maybe a week or so. Dory was such a big story for us when she was found in Kaufman Lake. Like, Stevie, we had the local teacher, Bryant Fritz, on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Went to all the Ellen show, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
And actually
got
proposed.
Got money, $25,000 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got money from Ellen.
Yeah. Yeah, and now Bryant and Crystal are married. And earlier this year, it was around Valentine's Day, they had reached out to us at the Humane Society and said, hey, we're wanting to spread some puppy love. Do you guys have any events coming up? We'd like to do some fundraising. And so we kind of brainstormed this idea about sharing Dory's story during the month of April, which is Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month, which Dory's story highlights that incredibly, like how important it is to have organizations like the Humane Society here to help with animals that unfortunately, like Dory, just get tossed aside and left to die, which is just so heartbreaking. And her story has touched the hearts of so many people. And so our initial goal, we wanted to raise $1 for every day that Dory had been safe. And on April 30th, marked 910 days. So our goal was to raise $910 for the Humane Society in honor of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month in honor of Dory and her family.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to report that we're over $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wonderful.
So if I could, just, you know, thanks to you two for helping us share the story, and thanks to your listeners for going online and supporting and making donations. Because, you know, if I can put a plug in for the Humane Society, I think a lot of people might think that because we have Champaign County in our name that we get government funding. We don't.
No. Okay.
We're completely funded by the support of our community, our donors, and it's so important that, you know, we have people in our community like the Fritzes who are able to share stories like that and put it to good use.
As far as adopting an animal, there's plenty, right? And a lot of different animals.
We do. I know you guys, I helped you connect with Tyler Rich, country artist Tyler
Rich. Right.
And he was out at the shelter on Saturday ahead of his show at the City Center.
Right, we play him on US 105.9, mm-hmm. Stevie. I know you've been in
Italy. Big Tyler Rich. You got it.
And it's Rich's Rescues.
Yes.
And he's always had huskies. He even has a tattoo on his arm of his husky Abby.
Yes. He told us, I think Abby is 17. 14.
Maybe it's 17.
Somewhere in the
dog.
Teens.
Wow.
Abby's
doggy.
A teenager, and in dog years, that's, you know, twilight time. But they were surprised to see that we had of course we have animals, we're a humane society, but we had rabbits, we've mm-hmm. got cats and kittens and dogs, of course, but we've also got, like, rats and other critters and guinea pigs.
Exactly.
Did people, they obviously adopted everything during COVID, did they really turn them back in? Did that happen here?
You know, we didn't really experience
Good.
That.
I'm
yeah.
so happy.
Right. I am too.
But you have plenty of population right now, right?
We do. And we're coming up into a period of time called kitten season.
Uh-oh.
So for anybody out there listening and thinking, you know, maybe this is the time we adopt a kitten. We're going to have a lot in the next couple of months.
All right. Champaign County Humane Society, Sarah Shepherd, good luck with everything coming up. Hey, you know, one technology regarding FaceTime is that we FaceTime Mosey.
Oh, is that your dog?
That's one of our dogs. So
Mosey
looks and talks.
I see.
So the dogs know how to, she knows how to FaceTime. So she's going, I hear you. where are you? How can I get to you?
That's
And then
adorable.
she'll go get on the couch and look at the driveway thinking you're driving.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That sounds like my dog.
Anyway, great to see you.
Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, 4:00 to 7:00, Saturday, May 7th. Be a part of the Mutt Strut.
Sarah Shepherd, Champaign County Humane Society. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one, 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service. Very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Maine. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana. Or visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
We're talking inside radio over here.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Kansas City. That final was 1-0. Brad Keller on the mound for the Royals. Dakota Hudson for the St. Louis Cardinals. You'll hear the action start at 7:10 here on ESPN 93.5. Over on US 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs. They had the day off yesterday. They're hosting the Chicago White Sox, who are using Michael Kopech on the mound. Drew Smyly on the mound for the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley. And the LA Angels lost to the Chicago White Sox. 3-0 was the final yesterday. On to the NBA, the Heat up 1-0 over Philadelphia, 106-92. A lot of people saying they need Joel Embiid. Orbital fracture and concussion on the 76ers team. Will not travel with the team out Wednesday also. Dallas is up 1-0 at Phoenix. Mavericks came up on top, 121-114 today. Milwaukee leading the series 1-0 at Boston with a 6:00 start. Golden State is at Memphis with an 8:30 start. The Warriors are up 1-0. We also had the St. Louis Blues beating Minnesota. So Blues are up 1-0. And that final was 4-0. Just to bring Stevie J up to speed, Terrence Shannon Jr. is part of our Illini basketball team. And the Fighting Illini men's golf team made history on Sunday at French Lick, battling windy conditions, back and forth contest to overtake Michigan State and secure that Big Ten championship for a conference record 7th consecutive season and the 12th time in the last 13 years. Overall, this marks the 19th Big Ten title for the Illini golf program. We're so proud of Coach Mike Small, and he said, golf can be a slobber knocker, and that was it. But yeah, it's just fabulous that we got yet another title. Go Illini Golf. Way to go, Coach Mike Small.
Let me reiterate again that what is happening is never going to happen again, ever in the history of the University of Illinois. You will never have a golf program this. You can't do what he's done. You cannot win every year.
Conference record, 7th consecutive season.
You can't.
12th time in the last 13
years. Was it 11 out of 12?
Yeah.
That'll never. You don't.
12th time in the last 13 years.
I tell Mike Small every. This is unbelievable run. You can't. Golf is golf. You can't win every time, but he does. It is shockingly, stunning, unbelievable. And I'm in golf. I get golf. And for this kind of a domination in a Big Ten that has a lot of good golf teams and a lot of good players, I mean, if you go to the PGA every given weekend, there's 50 guys that can win, at least 50, maybe 75. It depends on if they make putts from 10 feet in. And Mike's recruiting and development, and one big thing that goes unnoticed is development of these guys. And I doubt if it's all cupcakes and, you know, goose. I think they really, he presses them. And they get better. And some come, some go, some don't make it here. I mean, that's golf. That's the way it goes. But I'm shocked. When I heard that last night on the plane, I said, they won again.
Right.
You're telling me Mike Small's...
And by a stroke over the Spartans.
Come on, man. I'm telling you. And those kids, I mean, it's amazing. Okay, weather. And I had Shannon Bream, Fox Television, talking about the Supreme Court leak. She was on last hour. I'm going to play a clip from that. If you missed it, stand by. Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Why is Jet's Pizza different? It's their Detroit-style pizza dough made fresh daily. It's their fresh, hand-grated mozzarella cheese straight off the mozzarella cheese blocks. It's their incredible sauces and spices and the taste and aroma of Jet's Pizza. If you want flash frozen cheese off the trucks, call the other guys. Jet's Pizza, handmade fresh and delicious every time. Jet's Pizza. Discover the difference. Round Barn Center and Green and Neal in Champaign or jetspizza.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. The parade of weather systems continues on with not much opportunity to gain full access to the backyard or the back 40 for any great length of time. About every 48 hours, a system will move on by, and that's pretty much the story through late next week, if not beyond. At least into next week, some milder days are ahead. For a time up near 70 today, although temperatures will slide back into the 50s this afternoon. Some out and off shower activity, a rumble of thunder, south winds will turn to the west. Cooler air invades tonight. Clouds stick around 45. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun and a high of about 64 and a north-northeasterly wind. We've got some shower activity, a couple of thunderstorms back in by Thursday afternoon as well with up to 67. More rain ahead on Friday at 65, but the rain moves out by Saturday morning in sprinkle fashion. Then better weather ahead for the weekend. 68 on Saturday, 73 on Sunday. Cruising close to the 80-degree mark and new scattered showers and thunderstorms due in the first half of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Earlier this morning, Fox Television's Shannon Bream joined me about the Supreme Court leak. What is the ramification of the leak. Has this ever happened to this level in our nation's history?
You know, not since I've been covering the court, which is about the past 15 years or so. But if you go back, it's funny because I was looking last night. Actually, before Roe v. Wade came out, Time magazine leaked a piece, not that had the draft opinion, but that had the vote and what would happen in the case. But I got to think that, you know, 50 years since then, there's been nothing like this. And, you know, in Washington, the court is very sacrosanct. It's been one of those tightly locked places where the justices, whether they agree or not on the issues, they're very protective of each other and of the court. So this is a big shocker for Washington and beyond, for sure.
Okay, so what happens now?
That's going to be interesting to find out because, listen, I am confident the Chief Justice is going to spare no expense or resource or time getting to the bottom of this. He cares very passionately about the institution of the court. I mean, he's the one protecting it and has spoken about that publicly many, many times. So I think he is going to want an answer. I do think we'll eventually get a name. Whether the person steps up and takes responsibility themselves, I think that's a possibility because there's a lot of praise out there on the left saying this person was brave and they stood up and they may have, you know, saved the access to abortion. So I wouldn't doubt that that person might at some point out themselves. But now what happens to this opinion? And I've been not waved off the fact that this is a legit draft opinion from February from Justice Alito. That opinion can change quite a bit. Votes can change. I mean, so much goes on. And, you know, it's been 2 months since this draft was out there. So we don't know until we get an official opinion from the court. I think there will be enormous pressure to get it out as quickly as possible. There are a lot of folks who think the conservative justices who were set to put their name and their vote on this, apparently, that they are, in a sense, feeling very threatened at this point. Until this thing is issued by the court, it's not official.
No. Shannon Bream, Fox Television, with us for a few minutes. It's about the Supreme Court and the leak. Is it possible that the country is getting so divided, Shannon, that maybe all of the people in Illinois that don't agree with the blue policies will go to Indiana? All the people in Indiana that are blue will come to Illinois. We'll just go to our blue states because we agree and we're going to divide even further. What is the ramification of stuff like this?
Yeah, I do worry about that. I think we saw a lot of migration during COVID based on those policies. And I do think it's possible, you know, again, you make such a good point, because if Roe is ultimately overturned when this official opinion comes out, whatever it is in whatever form, if it overturns Roe, it essentially sends this back to the states. It's not as if abortion is outlawed across the country. It will be up to individual states. And so I think, you know, it's possible that we do divide even further into red states and blue states. Mm-hmm. There are very few purple states. There are some out there. But this issue of abortion is going to be just another one that, listen, people feel very passionately on both sides of it, but it's very divisive. And I think that for some people who are very wed to a certain set of values or principles or issues, I do think we could see more migration. And I hate to see that. I think our country has more in common than we have, you know, not. And I would hope we can find that place to stick together as a country.
Shannon Bream always covers the Supreme Court. She's really smart. She, mm-hmm. she told a story, and I didn't bring it up today because it wasn't appropriate, but she had a story where she lost her engagement ring, her wedding ring. And I was saying, oh, that's really bad. Well, she found it 6 months later in some pockets and shorts when she was covering something from the summer. I guess it was last summer. And when I saw that ring on the TV, it was like the Hope Diamond. No wonder that thing was ginormous.
Nice.
I don't know what her husband does, but there's something about, but one of those times I'm going to ask her about, because she'd probably be embarrassed to say, but that thing was a rock. I mean, no wonder you're stressed about it. And that got on TV and people talked about Fox News. Shannon Bream lost her ring. Well, it was a ring now.
Right.
It was more than just like, oh, that's really, this thing, again, you go pricing diamonds right now, if you do 1.99 carats, it's probably going to be $18,000. You do 2 carats, it's like $30,000 now.
Oof.
2 carats, like $30,000 if it's any good. I mean, clarity and cut and color and all this stuff.
Wow.
Anyway, okay, we're about out of time. We shall return tomorrow. It's Wednesday. You got to tell me what day it is. Tuesday?
Yep, it's May 3rd.
Okay. We were a wonderful trip to Italy last week. I hope some of you can jump on. We'd mentioned that we've got Oberammergau, Germany. That's the Passion of Jesus. That happens every 10 years. It's been going on since 1640. And they canceled 2020, so the 2022 edition, first time they've ever moved it. And if you live in Oberammergau, which is a town of 5,000, we have hotel rooms in town, which is really hard to get, and really good seats for this. And it's everybody in town grows a beard if you're capable.
Wow.
And then if you've lived in town 10 years, you can be in the Passion of Christ.
That's cool.
So that's on that's in June. Then we're going to an extraordinary trip, a cruise from Amsterdam all around Norway, all around Iceland, Shetland Islands, and then Edinburgh. We're going to hit the 75th International Festival on the day we're in Edinburgh, Scotland. There's 3,500 shows and 312 venues, all impromptu on the street for 25 days, and we're going to be on one of those.
That'll be awesome.
So that's all coming up. And again, Danube, Viking River Cruise. We've got Arkansas. We're looking at Canadian Rockies still. We're just all getting out of this thing called COVID, and we're just so ready.
Right.
Okay, thank you for all your work, Diane.
Well, sure, I'm glad you're back.
Well, glad to be back. God bless America. You appreciate being here once
for
you go,
sure.
Even Italy. You love coming home.
That's right.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your day.
You as well. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Stand by the boys this afternoon, 4 to 6 on The Drive. That'll be Lon Tate, Trevor Valise, and we'll see Derek, Daddy Derek,
exactly.
when he's
new
back.
Baby.
Yeah, new baby there. We're excited about that. And then the Cardinals tonight, 7:15. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Tuesday.
Growing your family, opening your own business, retiring to travel, leaving your legacy. At Busey Bank, we know there's a lot to look forward to and a lot of planning along the way. Celebrate your life's milestones by putting your money to work. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The Champaign County Humane Society's Mud Strut is returning to Urbana's Crystal Lake Park on Saturday, May 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. Join us for an afternoon of dog-friendly fun with contests and prizes, food trucks, triptych beer, and a beautiful walk through the park. To register for Mud Strut and to find out how to get your pet on the label of a triptych brew, go to cuhumane.org today. Mud Strut is brought to you by Triptych Brewing, Sarah Subaru Champaign, Colorfill Air Filters, Loving Paws Pet Clinic, Meyer, and this station.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Prairie Gardens Greenhouses are growing the prettiest annuals and perennials around. Come see them now in all their color and glory. Signature hanging baskets are filling the PG greenhouse skies. And the best geraniums you'll find anywhere are grown right here by our fussy plant experts. This week, 50-count flats of impatiens are only $14.97. And Boston fern hanging baskets and hibiscus bush are only $16.97. Prairie Gardens, locally owned, plant experts. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and boutique.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Prairie Gardens is a store full of great Mother's Day gift ideas. Boutique, candles, framing, gift cards, and flowers. Lots of flowers. More flowers than you'll see anywhere. This week, 50-count flats of impatiens are only $14.97. Plus, Boston fern hanging baskets and hibiscus bush are just $16.97. And see hundreds of other great Mother's Day gift ideas and specials at PrairieGardens.com. Prairie Gardens, locally owned plant experts. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and boutique.
Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois is your locally owned hardware store. They're proud to be a member of the True Value family, and they're here to serve you. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, they're right there to help you with expert advice, the right tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois, open 7 days a week, right next to the Casey's in beautiful Paxton. It's Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It's the Cardinal Bus Trip. Join us May 12th for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Baltimore Orioles in Busch Stadium in St. Louis. We'll leave for the game at 8 a.m. from First Christian Church in Champaign. That's off Staley and Curtis. You can park your cars there for the day. We'll travel in our beautiful motor coach. We'll arrive in St. Louis at 10:45. Get ready for Cardinal baseball at 12:15. And then we'll leave 30 minutes after the game. The cost is only $195 per ticket. That includes bus and entry into our suite. Yes, all ticket holders will be in the National Car Rental Suite and enjoy all the food and beverages included in the cost of your ticket. It's the Cardinal Bus Trip, May 12th to St. Louis. If you're interested, simply text in BUS TRIP to 217-359-2255.